وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخي ناصر, بارك الله. Basically, you must understand first that the ghusl in Islam is when the water reaches to every single part in your body minimum once. Every single part in your body minimally once for the sake of Allah Ta'ala with the intention of that worship. If it's Friday, Friday. If it's Janaba, Janaba. If it's Hayd, Hayd. Till the end. This is minimally. Means if you did this kind of an act for any ghusl, it's valid and it's considered that is correct. But then after that, we have aghsal that have kind of addition on this kind of form, and this addition is mustahabbat, is not wajibat, according to the correct opinion. You understand? For example, in the ghusl janaba, it's better to make a complete wudu before you take the shower. You take the complete wudu, you do wudu for the prayer, then after that, you wash your body by pouring the water on your head, first thing on the right side of your head, then the left side of your head, then you put for the rest of your body all one shot. The right and the left for the janaba is good for the head only, not for the whole body. This is regarding the janaba. You understand? And sometimes you can delay washing the feet for the end, like Hajj Maimuna, or like Hajj Aisha Umm Salama. Okay. Ghusl al-janaba, the janaba, it doesn't have wudu. This is the correct opinion. No, don't have wudu before ghusl al-janaba. Ghusl al-janaba, the woman just wash herself, she put the water on her head completely, and she be sure that the water enter everywhere in her body, even if it needs for her to scrub her body or scrub her head for the water to reach, wajib on her to do that. Then after she finish, she clean her private part by putting a perfume or something that have a nice smell in that part. This is the correct opinion, also is sunnah mu'akkada, not obligate. So this is the addition in ghusl al-hayd. Okay, she do it three times, minimally three times, if she could, to make it perfect. And the three times in the ghusl al-hayd also is mustahab, not wajib. For ghusl al-jum'ah, ghusl al-jum'ah, you go back to the original definition. If you take a shower completely, mean the water reach to every single part in your body minimally once, with the attention of ghusl al-jum'ah, shower for Friday, it's applied for ghusl Friday. The correct opinion, you doesn't need wudu before it, because no need to prove that. Same thing for the woman to do this kind of perfume. It's good for her, but it's not obligate on her. It's not a sunnah like how it is in ghusl al-hayd until the end. So ghusl al-janazah. So every ghusl have his own way according like how the sunnah described for us, without making comparison in between them. If someone said, okay, what about Hadith Ghusl Jum'ah, that the Prophet ﷺ said in Ghusl Jum'ah, the shower of Friday, he said, مَنَا غْتَسَلَ الْجُمْعَةِ غُسُلَهُ لِلْجَنَابَةِ. Whoever took a Friday of shower of in Friday, like how we take it for Janaba. This means the same. The answer, no. This Hadith means, whoever take a shower, complete shower on Friday, like how he take it for the Janaba. Complete means when the water gets to every single part on your body. Because the Prophet ﷺ, sometimes, he used to take a shower completely without making wudu before it, I mean for the janaba. You understand? This is the meaning of it. Doesn't mean that ghusl janaba need wudu before it. The evidence of that, ya akhi, if you take ghusl al-jum'ah without ghusl janaba, you need wudu after that. So imagine you're going to do wudu before and wudu after. This is need and a clear delil. Because ghusl al-jum'ah, the attention of it is not tahara. You can't legalize the prayer because ghusl al-jum'ah is not out of hadath. It's not because you was janaba or you need to pray, you did the ghusl or obligate on you to do it. The majority they say sunnah mu'akkada, the correct opinion is wajib. The conclusion of that, ya akhi, you need wudu after ghusl al-jum'ah. But ghusl al-janaba, ghusl al-hayd, it doesn't need wudu after that. You can go to pray direct. And the woman, she can go to pray direct with ghusl al-hayd. But ghusl al-jum'ah need wudu after that. So imagine, you're going to do wudu before and after. This need a dalil to prove that. Okay, even if the majority, they say like this. Barakallah feekum. And like I said to my brothers, this is the correct opinion according to our long and big research in it. And it's the most way to imitate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feekum.